You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Just a Voice, the radio ministry of Global Restoration Ministry. Hi, I'm Pastor Philip Upton. Here at Global Restoration Ministry, our desire is to prepare the body of Christ for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by restoring foundational truths and earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Join us as we go into a word from the Word. Come on, let's go.
It's been an age-long struggle. Age-long struggle since that time. Because let me read the edict that he put on Satan. And you can understand what we're talking about here. Because everybody began to do the blame game. So Adam, what is it you done? What did he say? This woman you gave me. Woman, what you done did? That serpent beguiled me. Nobody takes personal responsibility. We have to take personal responsibility for where we are in life today. Life is all about choices. Some good, some bad. But we are still responsible for the choices that we make in this life. A lot of us have made some bad choices, but listen, you can turn around, you can make another choice. As long as you're still alive, you got a chance to make another choice. You don't have to live with a bad choice. You can always make another choice. So let's look at this right here. Tina, read with me. If you will, Genesis chapter 3, start at verse 14. Read loud so Bree can hear you.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and thus shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
Hold on, wait a minute now. So the enmity, which is a struggle, enemies, is all about the seed. And so if the seed had never been in the woman or implanted, why was God dealing with the seed? So something had to happen with the seed. He said, but I'm going to put enmity between thy seed and the woman. Now, you know, the woman doesn't carry a seed. The woman carries the egg. The male carries the seed. So the woman's seed is the seed of God that we talked about over here in Luke, that where the Holy Spirit overshadowed her and she became impregnated with Jesus. But keep going.
He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Now, see, some people think, oh, that means, honey, I love you so. No, that ain't what it's talking about. Your desire shall be to your husband. That's talking about you going to seek to try to rule over him. It's going to be a struggle with you submitting to your husband. Your desire shall be to your husband, but he shall rule over you. And so we have a lot of contention today. And we see more and more today with equal rights and all this other things, and now you got a lot of women that don't need a man. They rather have another woman than have a man. Crazy. And see, men got to understand that the woman wasn't taken out of his feet, he was taken out of his side. And so they're supposed to be helpmeets to one another. Not to dominate, but to be able to create and rule together. Somebody got to be right. Somebody got to have the last word. I always got the last word in my house, even if it's honey. You know, ain't that right? Can I do this? Even if it's me agreeing with what she says. It ain't like just my way or the highway. That's crazy. I understand the wisdom that God gave her. There's a lot of stuff I can't do. A lot of stuff I ain't trying to do. And God gives us the soft and gives us the hard. Thank God for the soft. If it wasn't for her, everything would be hard. I was sitting in my room yesterday. I told her yesterday. And she wasn't at work. She was at work. There wasn't nobody helping. I was sitting in the room. It was quiet. I said, life would not be the same without her. She's the sunshine of my life. Seriously, I told her that. Because she makes everything work. When I come in from work, what's the first thing I say? Hey, kids, where's mom? When the kids come home, hey, dad, where's mom? Even the dog want to know where mom at. So that's why this is why the enemy attacked her. Because she carries the influence. Because she influenced Adam. And Adam was out of place. You can't blame him, though. He ain't never seen a woman before. And you know, God didn't make no jump. She was fine. Instead of him walking before, he said, no, I gotta see that walk. I gotta look at them curves. See, if he had been in position, Slick Willie would have never got to her. Oh, Slick Willie was in the garden. If Adam had been leading, Eve would have been behind her. But she knew she was farting her stuff and knew that he liked it, so she walked on out ahead. We still had the same thing. That's a whole nother message. We ain't gonna get on that right now. All right, keep going, Tim.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto thy voice of thy wife.
Say what? You did what?
Hearkened unto the voice of thy wife.
But he already told him in the verse before that he shall rule over her, right? Mm-hmm. He said, but because you left your position, because you were out of place, go ahead.
And hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. Till thou return unto the ground. For out of it waste thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
So it right, remind me of that little song with Orphan Annie. Now it's a hard knock life. That's what we got. We got a hard knock life because of what happened. Because see, that's not how God intended it. God intended for you and I to be able to rule and reign. What did he say? I've given you authority over the dust, over all the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and everything and move it that creepeth upon the earth. That's when he created man in Genesis 1:26. He said, I'll give you dominion. But he lost all of that. Because he submitted himself to someone other than the one who was able to sustain him. Let's talk about the struggle, the rage. See, Satan is the one who rebelled against God in heaven. And when he rebelled, he told the first lie. And under his lie, he drew a third of the stars of heaven away. The stars we're talking about are what? Angelic hosts, angels. And we're going to get into a little bit of that too. Because of that lie, they fell away. They defected. There's still two-thirds that's working for us. But a whole third of them working against us. Influencing us behind the shadows. Influencing government officials. Influencing your mate. Influencing the boss on the job. Speaking into their ear. Giving them wicked imaginations, causing them to speak evil, to have a sharp, penetrating tongue, to affect you. Because see, you remember that old nursery rhyme, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? That's a lie. Words will kill you. It'll kill your spirit. It'll have people in school that are bullied because of the words that are coming out of some bully's mouth. That now all of a sudden that child grows up depressed or grows up to be a serial killer. Or kill themselves. Words are powerful. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 14. Let's look at this deceiver who God sees is going to bruise his head. Let's look at Lucifer getting kicked out of heaven. Isaiah chapter 14, we're going to start at verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart. Now listen, we got to be careful of what we say in our heart. The Bible said God resists the proud, but it gives grace to the humble. When it's all about me, me, I, and I, when you're just an ambitious person, and you don't care how you get to the top, as long as you get there, who you got to step on, whose face you got to mash, you don't matter, as long as you get to the top. The Bible says, well, there's a saying that says that ambition knows no father. Nobody will submit itself to. It's ambitious. It'll take the boss's job. It's looking to be in the boss's position. I'm looking to be the CEO. And then when I get up there, I got to keep everybody else from coming up because they're going to try to take it. Let's look at Satan. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend up into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Ambitious, ain't it? He's going to dethrone God. He's going to think he's like God. He wanted to dethrone God. Now, Satan was created. He's a created being. How you going to destroy the creator? Watch out for AI. But what did he say? Verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider. He said, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Did this shake the nations? That made the world a wilderness, that destroyed cities, the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners? All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory. Everyone in his own house. But thou art cast out into the grave as an abominable branch, and as the remnant of the slain which are thrust through with the sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as the carcass trodden underfoot. He said, you're going to be like roadkill. Ain't nobody going to honor you. Talking about Satan. When he get through with you, people are going to walk around and narrowly look at you. What do they mean? Look at you with disdain. Is this the man? Is this the one that did this? See, right now, Satan loves to hide behind the scenes. You don't know it, but he's actually afraid of you. He's afraid of those of you who know who you are. Because the Bible says over in Mark that I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
By any means shall hurt you. He's given you power or ability over all of the authority of the enemy. See, when you were born again, you were placed in the family, in the house of God. God gave you his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Him, he lives in you. He's given you the authority to use the name which is above every name, which is the name of Jesus. And we got to start taking our rightful position. We serve a conquering king, not a baby in a manger. Thank God for his arrival, but that was just to get him here. He had a plan and a purpose. And he called us to be a part of that plan. It's up to us right now to be able to do good, to prevent misfortune in the lives of others. It's up to us. And the Bible said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Over in 1 John, it said the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Right now, there's many Antichrists. There's a lot of people who oppose the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God. There's a lot of people who say, I don't believe. Oh, that was just to make me a slave. No, it wasn't to make you a slave. It was to make you free. Because sin has chains on it that you can't cut. The only thing that can dissolve sin is the blood of Jesus. And if you deny that and think you can make it on your own, good luck. All the kings of the earth, even all of them that lie in their glory, everyone in his own house. But thou shalt be cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, as the remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with the sword, going down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed, listen now, the seed of the evildoer shall never be renowned. Remember, we talked about the two seeds already. But God has already pronounced, your seed ain't going to never prosper. Never. Who was Lucifer before the fall? What was his position? Somebody go to Ezekiel chapter 28. You know something? Sometimes we can be too impressed with ourselves. I remember they had this song out called Go Away, Little Boy. You remember that song? Y'all too young. This woman, I guess he had a husband or I guess a boyfriend, whoever it was. And thought he was cute. So one day he just quit his job. He went out, he bought a bunch of mirrors and bought some Apple Sheen, Apple Clean, Apple Fluid, Apple Do It to it. Look at the boy, mother's love. Looking at himself, thought he was all that, thought he was God gifted with it. Didn't want to work no more. Said, why don't you go get a job? He looked at him and said, you working, ain't you? Don't be impressed with yourself. No matter how much God has blessed you, God has blessed you. You didn't earn it. You understand? God gave it to you. See, sometimes we forget to count the blessings that we got. We look at more of our problems instead of the problems. You can get up and walk on your own and go to the bathroom without no help. You blessed. You blessed more than a whole lot of people. You got a roof over your head. You got a job. You got some little money coming in. You blessed. You probably richer than 2/3 of the world. And don't even know it. If you can think with your own mind and make a decision for yourself, you blessed. You ain't laid up somewhere in the coma, not knowing who you are, where you are, what you are, somebody making decisions for you. And so while we had the opportunity, while we yet have a willing mind, let us choose to have the mind of Christ to make a choice that's going to lead unto life. Because your life influences so many other people. You have the influence of bringing others into the kingdom of God by your life, by your standard, by your conviction, by your willingness to love God and to serve God. See, when we talk about the fear of God, it's not if I don't serve God, they're going to send me to hell. No, it's the reverential respect of who my daddy is. Y'all don't know my daddy bad. He's a bad man. It's my daddy, and he loved me. Matter of fact, I'm engraved in the palm of his hands. I'm the apple of his eye. He loved me so much, he thought I was to die for. So he did. But he rose for my justification. My daddy loved me. Your daddy love you? Question is, what? Who's your daddy? Ezekiel 28, starting in verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou that sealest up the sum of wisdom, perfect in beauty, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Very precious stones was thy covering. You were diamonds and onyx, but you were shining when you walked. Very, very precious stones was thy covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. Thy workmanship and thy tablets of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. God said, not only did you look good, but every time you walked, you had your own entourage. You had your own theme music. It was just coming at you. You were created beautiful. You was created perfect. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipe was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the thrones of the fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. He was the liaison. You couldn't even get to God without going past Lucifer. God's busy. What you got? Let me see if what you got to say is important. You couldn't just walk up to the throne. He was the man. You had to go through him. He was the liaison to get into the presence of God. He was the anointed cherub that covered. He had a job to protect the throne of God. He was there. He was on the holy mountain. He walked up and down in Eden. He was the best looking thing walking around. God created him beautiful. But he said one day iniquity was found. Look at the man, look at the boy's mother's love, look at me. Yeah, I'm looking good. I don't know why they're going to see him. They ought to be coming to see me. I know what they want. I already know what they want. It's called the spirit of Absalom. Absalom was David's son. When Absalom wanted to take over the kingdom from David, he stood outside of the gate and he welcomed all the people and said, my father's too busy to hear your business, but I'll hear you. What you got? And he drew all the hearts of the people toward him. To where he rose up in rebellion and chased his father out of the kingdom. The spirit of Absalom is where Satan was, where David, where Absalom got that actually from Satan, where Satan did the same thing. He began to convince the angels that God wasn't fair. Through his lies, he drew away a third of the angels from the kingdom of God. They oppose God. They oppose God's creation. They oppose you. You know why they don't like you? Because you created an image and in the likeness of God. Ain't nobody like you. Nobody created like you. Nobody like you. You just don't know who you are yet. Ain't nobody like you. You're God's children, God's sons and daughters. You don't know what God has in store for those who love him. But God will allow you to parent up to whoever you want to parent up with. You can obey God, that's your father, or you can be like the Pharisees. And Jesus said, the devil, your father, your father, the devil, because you're doing what he do. He said, if you do, if God was your father, then you would have loved me. You would have known me. But you do the deeds of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. And I said, wow. Remember when he told him that. So that means his father was a murderer from the beginning. That means also we're talking about Cain. Cain was did the first murder, so his father had to be the devil. And so they're acting like their brother Cain, so they of the devil. Folks look at you and think, oh, you just trying to be, you think you holier than thou, huh? Because you don't drink, you don't think, well, you just trying to act like God, huh? Well, you cussing, you stealing, you doing folks wrong. You saying I'm acting like my daddy, so you must be acting like your daddy. You acting like the devil. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their nature. When people intentionally go out to hurt and to afflict, that's not God. To cause physical and emotional damage, that ain't God. That's the devil. You need to recognize what spirit people are of. Understand something. We're not talking about the flesh and blood. It's the motivating spirit that's moving people. God's will is not any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. But everybody is not going to hear you. But Jesus said, my sheep, they know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. So you got this conflict in the planet. You got the seed of the wicked, and you got the seed of the righteous. And the struggle is, who is going to control the planet? Right now, Satan, like he's large and in charge, but he knows that his time is short. Because it's getting ready to be a turnaround. God's ready to flip the script. Mommy. He's going to get rid of the wicked, and we're going to reign in righteousness. You know, over in Psalms 8, somebody turn to Psalms 8. Satan got kicked out, lost his position. Now he's wondering about you, Mommy. Rashawn. He's wondering about you, Quan. He's wondering about you, Cal. He's wondering. He's looking at you from behind the oak tree. He's looking at Timmy. He said, who's that over there? Looking at Marshawn and Keno and Devontae. He's looking at all of us in here. What is he saying? He said, when I consider the heavens and the work of thy hands, this is Satan. You know, this is the Psalm of David, but just think, look at Satan looking at this. He said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Then he says, verse 4, what is man that thou art mindful of him? or the Son of Man that thou would visit him? Who are y'all? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, but have crowned him with glory and honor, and has made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and has put all things under his feet. Now we know that Jesus was born of a woman to become the Son of God as well as the Son of Man. He walked around in human flesh. He was made a little lower than the angels for the sake of death, so he could die for us. But he said, unless a corn of wheat fall to the earth and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. And now you and I are the fruit of his resurrection. As many as believed on him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. And because you believe, now your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. You not only are heir, you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything he got, you got too. You're co-laborers together with God. You're co-beneficiaries in the covenant. You got a position in God nobody else got. Don't forfeit that for a moment of pleasure of sin. Sin has pleasure for a season, but that season is going to be over. And in that season comes a lot of hurt, pain, and devastation. Thou have made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and have put all things under his feet, all sheep, all oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is thy name. Satan regained his lost authority in Genesis. That's what he deceived man. He was kicked out before Genesis. But in Genesis, he got it back. Because he got it from you. You are the God of this world. He gave you dominion. But whoever you submit yourself to, that you become the servant of. And when you become a servant, you have no authority over the one that's over you. And so now you became a servant of sin unto death, instead of a servant of righteousness unto life. So there was an exchange of authority. Jesus is called the second Adam. He came back to take back the lost authority, to regain what we lost, to put us back in a position of being large and in charge. But the problem that we have is the disconnect of our identity. That's why we did their message. Identity, lost identity. For us to regain who we are in Christ. So we can start having the mind of Christ. And start thinking like Christ. Because until we do that, we're going to always doubt ourselves in God. We'll look at our situation. We'll look at our current circumstance, and we'll judge by things that we see instead of walking by the faith of God that told us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, that nothing shall be impossible to those that believe.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton, the Global Restoration Ministry. I want to invite you out to service. We have service over at the Port St. Lucie Community Center every Sunday. That's at 2195 Southeast Oroso Boulevard. Service time is at 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Come on and be a part of our service. If you need to reach me, you can call me at 772-267-1657. Hope to see you there.
Upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in silent stillness lay to hear the angels sing.